Task 2, page 42. Text 1.
The world is full of interesting and unique restaurants, but few are as unique as one restaurant in New York called Department of Culture. You see, this stronghold of culinary excellence, with its many notable accolades, is fully booked for months in advance, because it only has one table. Inside the restaurant, you'll find a single communal table with only enough room for 12 people and a solitary counter with 4 stools, giving the establishment a maximum capacity of just 16 clients at any one time. Limiting the numbers in such an extreme fashion might seem like an unusual and somewhat perplexing approach to running a restaurant. However, there is a definite method to this madness. The owner, Ayo Balogun, was inspired to create an intimate space as he wanted to create a cozy atmosphere that reflected the attributes of his culture and upbringing in Western Nigeria. By mixing this warm setting with the equally heartwarming dishes of his heritage, Balogun is able to offer North American diners a unique opportunity that serves as a glance into both his culture and community and its cooking. This approach has certainly won its share of admirers with America's culinary circuit, as, despite its relatively young age, has been listed among the best restaurants of the city, has been shortlisted for a prestigious award, and also featured in global media outlets. When you arrive at Department of Culture, you can immediately see the cause of all this fanfare. This tiny restaurant, which was formerly the venue of a small neighborhood barbershop, has a vibe like few other places. This atmosphere is brought to life by the cascade of incredible smells that greet the visitor, aromas originating from Balogun's home-cooked classics, inspired by his grandmother's cooking. Department of Culture has a fixed menu that plays to the strength of these dishes that stretch back generations to the days of his father's youth in the 1950s. Inside, you'll find starters like asaro, a traditional porridge dish made with yam, sweet potato, and crayfish that have been enjoyed by his family across the ages. This is followed by iyan, a dish with pounded yams, spinach, fermented melon seeds, and smoked fish. Balogun jokes that such courses are typical of the elderly in Nigeria, yet be that as it may, they offer the novice a gateway into Nigerian cuisine while providing the comfort of the familiar. This accessibility is clearly an important consideration for the chef, who beams with pride at every opportunity that he has to discuss his country. After all, Balogun makes no bones about telling his guests and customers that Nigeria is the most beautiful land in the world. For Balogun, his restaurant is about much more than just accolades, acknowledgement, or success. It's an opportunity to educate and enlighten others about the rich tapestry of his heritage and build appreciation for Nigeria, a fact that is very appropriately reflected in the name of the restaurant itself.